the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Yo, Tom Joyner.
Hug and Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Is there any left? Woo, I'm going to get mine. Please tell me y'all saw Drake host the ESPY Awards last night.
Yes, sir.
I heard about it.
Tell Sybil, they need to call it the Big Mofo Squeezing the Little Coles Awards Show.
You're right.
I mean, who knew that's what ESPY meant, Sybil? Every suit was pretty young. I don't get it. Do they have a Big Boys to Men's warehouse somewhere? Some of these suits were so young they had a curfew. Shoot, some of the suits were too young for R. Kelly to date. Sybil, one brother had on a suit I knew I saw it on Unsung before. And did y'all see Drake, Chris Brown, and Blake Griffin doing a skit together?
That was what? Genius.
I haven't seen that many light-skinned brothers together, Tom, since the barge. Some all they was missing was you and Terrence Howard and Shamar Moore. I guess Beige is the new black. Drake did one skit where he was clowning former Pacer LeBron hater, now a Brown Hornet, Lance Stevenson. Y'all remember him, Lance Shenanigans, the brother who became famous for blowing in LeBron James' ear?
Yeah.
Well, Drake had a Lance cam yesterday, and he blew in Lance's ear. Then Drake and Lance blew in his former teammate Paul George's ear together, talking about blowing back to Indiana. Drake blew in everybody's ear but Michael Sam. But Michael Sam won the Arthur Ashe Award for his carriage. I personally think they should have gave it to Jameis Winston. Do you know how much courage it takes to steal some crab legs? In public? From public? But Michael Sam's speech was a real tear. Never mind. Sybil?
Yes.
The best comeback award went to Russell Westbrook from OKC, and he looked like the dude in the God Must Be Crazy in a light blue Chinese collared pajama top. Talk about Bama's in pajamas.
You are right.
I can't believe he won the best comeback award. So if anybody deserves the comeback award, it's Evelyn Lozada. Drake was at his best when he was singing, Tom. He was singing a song called Side Pieces at the Essence. Yeah. Sybil, did you hear that song?
Yes,
Those athletes were squirming in those seats.
It's beautiful.
They was looking at Drake like they were in the movie The Purge, Sybil. Drake brought out Brian McKnight to sing the Side Piece song. Put Brian McKnight on my list, y'all. He had on a short-sleeve fishnet sweat hood, and it looked like his hair was a perm mohawk, but wasn't any mo left in the hawk. He's on my list. Chattanooga's on my list tomorrow at the Mocha Music Lounge, me and Chris Paul. All you right. Noogas, come out to the chat.